I am Argonaut. At the beginning of 2020, I was chosen as the Adam Reynolds Award winner by Shape Arts. It was a huge moment for me, and as part of the award, I was commissioned to create a new sculpture for the Folkestone Triennial. The theme of the sculpture was that it would be based on the scientist William Harvey, who discovered how the heart and pulmonary system worked. As the theme of the sculpture was medical, it seemed very timely, given that the COVID-19 lockdown came into place at the end of March 2020. I decided to make a very personal piece of work as I was scared about getting COVID-19. The sculpture is human size and stands at over 6 foot tall. It sits on top of an aluminium red plinth, which is 1 meter square. The figure is divided into two parts. One half is a peek into the muscle and bone of the figure. The other half shows his brightly colored skin, which is covered in naval tattoos and text, which tell the story of how I became disabled as a child, such as contracting chickenpox at the age of 11. He is wearing a mask. He also wears brightly colored purple Y-fronts, which feature the motif of the heart, which connects it to William Harvey. On his arm, there is a tattoo of William Hartnell, the actor who played the very first Doctor Who. He is featured because I kept getting the name of William Harvey wrong and kept replacing Harvey with Hartnell. They also resembled each other slightly, so I included the actor to commemorate my mix-up and the story of the six-year-old me seeing the painting of Hartnell as Doctor Who on a merry-go-round at an indoor amusement arcade in the Yorkshire seaside town of Withernsea. Seeing this painting was such a powerful moment for me. I did not understand why, but I felt very strongly that I wanted to be an artist. Working-class children did not go to galleries. They went to the seaside and saw paintings like this on fairground rides. The sculpture is made in fiberglass and has a shiny, glossy surface, which is decorated with shapes which resemble my own internal cellular structure.